from after the Tudat Stav Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Redife Omar Rav Huna. Ner sheyesh lo shnei piyos. A ner, the translation of a ner is a receptacle that holds oil and the wick. So ner sheyesh lo shnei piyos. If there are two piyos, that means there are two sides where the wick enters, oila lebeis b'nei odom. So even though it's one receptacle, but two people can use this ner. Omar Rove, mila ka'ora shemen. A person went and filled up a dish with oil, v'hi kifo psilois, and he put a lot of psilois, a lot of wicks into this dish. Kofa oleho keli, and he covered each wick with a keli, oile lekamo b'nei odom. Or there was one keli and the wicks came out of the there were holes in the keli. Loikof ole keli, what if it was not covered with a keli? That means there was no hefsik keli between one wick and the other wick. Oso kemin medure. So then it is like a large flame. It is not a ner, it is called a medure. Vafilu le'echod nami eine oila, and even one person won't be yaitse. Now, let us see Rashi. Shtei piyos. Ner sheyesh lo shnei piyos. So Rashi explains how the neres bizman chazal looked. Sha'nere shelohem shel cheresen. They were made out of cheres. Umechusin, and they were covered. Now, why does Rashi tell us that the neres were covered? So, the Meiri says, because Rashi learned from the next Gemara. The next Gemara says, Milei ka'ore shemen v'kifo psileis kofa oleha keli. If there's a keli that is mavdil, that makes that there's a space between one wick and the other wick, that there's a keli that's mavsik between one wick and the other wick, then it is called two neres. If there's nothing in between, just an empty space, so Rashi holds, so that is kimin medure. If there's only an empty space with not something being mavdil, so it has a din of a medure. So Rashi had a shaila, so why didn't the Gemara say in the first case that there was kofa oleo keli? So Rashi says, because every ner has a kisui. Sha'neire shelahem shel cheres, eh? The neres were made out of cheres, u'mechusin. And all the neres were mechusin. That's how the receptacle to hold oil in the wick, that's how it looked. It had a base kibble to hold the shemen, a place for the wick, and it was covered. That was the ner. And they used to make a hole on the side of the kisui, on the side of the cover. That means, really, the ner was a sealed container. So we'll see there's a problem how the wick got in and how the oil got in. So Rashi explains as follows. They used to make a hole on the side of the cover. Lahachnis loy apsila, so you could go and put the wick into the nail. The hu hapeh, and this is called the peh of the nail. This is the entrance of the nail that you put the psila. Ulamaylo bikisuye. Now Rashi is going to explain, if there was a sealed container, how did the oil ever come in? So Rashi explains as follows. Ulamaylo bikisuye yesh nekev cotton. On top of the cover, there was a small hole. The gam cholol yesh lemaylo minakisui. And also, there was a hollow space. Could be it was like a cup, or it was engraved in the cover, that there was a hollow space. Lemaylo minakisui. O memaloi shemen. And they used to fill up this hollow space with oil. והוא נכנס דרך הנקב מעט מעט, and used to drip slowly into the nair. So that was how a nair looked bizman chazal. So it had a kisui. So if you had, so im yesh boi shnei nekovim, mishnei tzdodim, if there were two holes on both sides of the kisui, so memeila, now you have a dover that is mavdil, unmavsik between the two neiris, so you don't have any problem of aso kemin medur, because every neir had a cover. It was unnecessary to tell us that there was a kisui. So memeila, since there is a kisui that is mavdul bein neir le neir, so it's oile l'shnei b'nei odom. So it is sufficient for two people. So Rashi explains what is pshat two people. L'mahadrin, for those who are mahadr, ha'oisen neir l'chol echot ve'echot, those who are mahadr, and they make for each person a neir, so this ner could be oile for two people. Agav urche, Rashi wants to fa'emfer Taisvis kasha. Taisvis and davchof aleph omet beis. Ask the kasha from this gemara and Rashi. And davchof aleph omet beis, we hear the machloikis, where is the preferable place to put the ner chanike? Rashi holds that if, let us say, the bayis is pasuach l'chotzer. The bayis opens up to a yard, and the yard opens up to a rishus harabim. So Rashi holds mitzvah lanichay al pesach beisei mibachutz. Rashi holds that one puts the menorah on the pesach that is pasuach to the chotzer. That's shitas Rashi. Taisvis disagrees with Rashi. And Taisvus holds, one should put the ner on the Pesach ha-Pasuach l'Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, if the bayis was Pasuach to a Chotzer, and the Chotzer was Pasuach l'Rishus HaRabim, the Chotzer opened up to Rishus HaRabim, the place of the Menorah was in the Pesach ha-Chotzer ha-Pasuach l'Rishus HaRabim. Now, Taisvus Davchav Aleph Amad Beis asks a kasha from our Gemara. Taisvis, the Maslow Mitzvah says as follows. Amrine Nami, Ner sheyesh lo shnei piyot, that's our Gemara, a Ner that has two mouths, two mekaymes haknisa, oile l'shnei b'nei odom. So it is good for two people. Mashmet, so what's l'shnei b'nei odom? Mashmet l'shnei batim. It is good for two people that have two houses. Vim hoyu meinichem al pisrei boteyem. So Taisvah says, if you put the ner on the Pesach habayis, so if there were two families living in one house, so there were two doors, there were two entrances. Hoyu lozem miyimin, ulozem mismoil. So how could you have one ner for two entrances? The ner has to be on the left side, the ner has to be on the left side of the knesset. So if you have two entrances, so it'll be on the left side of one knesset and the right side of the other knesset. But if you put it al Pesach HaChotzer, so then it's very good, because that means as follows, if you had one house, or you had two houses, that opened up into a chotzer, no one put their menorah on the Pesach ha-Pasuach l'chotzer, they put it on the Pesach ha-Chotzer ha-Pasuach l'Rishus HaRabim, they put it by the entrance from the Rishus HaRabim to the chotzer. So that means that two people, in their two separate houses or two separate doors, they did not put it by their house, they put it by the knesset, from where you went left the chotzer to go to the Rishus HaRabim. So there it's possible two people should use one there. That was Taisvus Kasha and Rashi. But according to Rashi, that you put it on the Pesach HaPasuach L'chotzer. So according to Rashi, it is very shver, because it's either on the right side or the left side. Therefore, when Rashi learned the Gemara, Rashi said not the way Taisvus understood Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi said that it's speaking about one family, but he's mina mahadrin, and he has someone else living in his house. So lishnei b'nei adam lemahadrim ha'oisin ne'er l'chol echad v'echad. That means Rashi in his quiet fashion for emphos tais v'skashim. Oso kemedure sheha'esh mischaberes l'emtzoi. So the fire, the flame, can become connected in the middle, v'ne'daima l'ner, and it is not similar to a ner. Agav uche, this is Shitas Rashi, that you need something that is mavdal and mavsik, that is separating between the two neres, you need a kisui. The Rishonim bring down the Shitas Baal Ha'iter. The Baal Ha'iter holds that you do not need a kisui. If there is a richuk etzba bentayim, if there is a space, the width of a finger between the two flames, that is also sufficient. So then you don't need kofa alei kli. So other Rishonim learn pshat that the Reisha is speaking about that there's a richuk etzba bentayim. Here we're speaking about there was a lot of psilos. So here he said you should go and put a hefsek keli between one flame and the other flame. But if there's a space in between the size of the width of a finger, so that is sufficient. Omar Rav, pshito li, ner beisoi v'ner chaneke, ner beisoi odif mishum sholem beisoi. If a person has enough money to purchase one ner, and it is Erev Shabbos, so the shaila is, should he make a ner Shabbos, and he won't be mekayim mitzvahs ner Chanukah, or should he be mekayim mitzvahs ner Chanukah and not ner Shabbos? And pashtis bizman chazal, one could not put the ner in the same place. The ner Chanukah was mibachutz, the ner Shabbos was mibifnim. And the befrat in Erchanik is also lishtamish loiroi, so he couldn't use one ner. It's either ner Shabbos or ner Chanukah. So which one should he buy? What should he be miyached the shemen? Should he use the shemen for ner Shabbos or ner Chanukah? So the Gemara says, that's pshite ner beisai odif mishum sholem beisai. That it is preferable to use the ner for Shabbos. Mishum sholem beisa. Now what does this mean? Let us see Rashi. There's a very interesting Rashi over here. Ner beisoi v'ner Chanukah. Ner beisoi b'Shabbos. V'hu ani v'ein lei kedei liknei shemen l'shtei neris. He cannot afford to purchase oil for two neris. So it's either ner Chanukah or ner Shabbos. So he should use it for Ner Shabbos. Sholem Beisai. Now what does Sholem Beisai mean? So Rashi says, V'ochem rinu lekamo, V'atiznach misholem nafshi, Zu hadlokas ner v'Shabbos. That if a person does not have a ner in Shabbos, he's missing, he's not v'sholem. Shebnei Beisai mitztarim leishev b'choshech. That they don't feel good. If you're sitting in the darkness, you have tzar. So shalom beisai, when we would learn the Gemara, we would say shalom beisai if it's dark and then one will stumble over something else and there'll be fights in the house. That's how we learn pshat in shalom beisai. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that the bnei bayis, when it is dark in the house, they're not b'sholem, they're b'tzar. Because it's dark. The Rishash asks a very interesting kasha on Rashi. So why do you say that they are bitzar? Sholem beisoi. So beisoi means the bnei habayis. The Rashi says something very interesting. She bnei beisoi mitztarim leishe b'choshech. The bnei habayis, the family, is bitzar that it's dark and they're sitting in the darkness. So the Rishash is a meirdike kasha on Rashi. What's with him? He's not home. He's in the base medrash. What's with him? He's also with tzar. Er ist nicht kein Mensch. So why do you say, mit der Loshna Gemara is very interesting. B'nei beisoi mit tzar. That's the Rishash's kasha. And therefore the Rishash wants to say a different pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi. He says, Shalom Beisei means Beisei Zu Ishtoi, and she has a mitzvah of Adlokas Neiris, and if he's going to take this money for Ner Hanukkah, there'll be pats, will be flying on Shabbos. So Mamela, that's a tight Shalom Beisei. Don't start up with your wife. That's the moral of the story. Zole Hob, she's also mitzvah in Ner Hanukkah, but listen, you can't be, speak with her alumnus. The Sholeish Mitzvah, which is Noshim HaMitzvah, this is her mitzvah. Forget about the Pirsumei Nisse, and that's how the Rishash learns Pshat. But Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says, Epskor Anandere Pshat. Lulei de Mistafina was thinking, maybe this is Pshat in Rashi. Agavuche, in the mitzvah of Adlokes Ner Shabbos, there are, the Briski Rav says, there are two mitzvahs. One of them we'll see later in our Gemara, and one we'll see in a later Rashi, and one we'll see in this Rashi. The Rambam says there are two in Yonim, why one is Madlik Ner Shabbos. One Inyan is Als Kovet Shabbos, that one should be Madlik on Ner Lekovet Shabbos. That's a Kovet of Shabbos. Lekovet Shabbos and be Madlik on Ner. And therefore the Gemara says later, the Gemara says, if one is Madlik Aner, let's say, it's too early, exactly when it's called, let's say before Plag HaMincha. Before Plag HaMincha, someone is Madlik Aner. So the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos he won't have, because one, it is not, one does not see that he's doing it Lekovet Shabbos. One does not attach that Lekovet Aner to Shabbos. He's doing it 3 hours before Shabbos. So there's an Indian of Kovet Shabbos. Then the Briski Rav says there's another Inyan. There's an Inyan of Oynik Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos is that when it is Shabbos, that means that I think either Briski Rav or the Beis Halevi says if one will be Madlik the Ner 3 hours before Shabbos. And when it comes Shabbos, there's a Ner burning. So it's the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. You have Oynik Shabbos. It doesn't matter if it was lit 3 hours ago. The mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos you'll have. The mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos you don't have. And there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos and a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. That's for sure. Now, when the Gemara said that if he has two choices, either he should use the shemen for Chanukah or he should use it for Shabbos. So the Gemara says he should use it for Shabbos. So the Gemara means the din of Oynik Shabbos. That's what Rashi means. That they'll have tzar. So Mamele, you're going to lose out on the Oynik Shabbos. You won't have Oynik Shabbos because they'll be bitzar. So the Shaila is, why didn't Rashi speak about the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos? I mean, what? If we just speak Pashit, Rashi says they won't have Oynik Shabbos. That's all what Rashi is saying. They're not Bisholim, they're Bitzar. So Rashi hopped on the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, and Oynik Shabbos outweighs Pirsumei Nisse. So first of all, you have to know, why does Oynik Shabbos outweigh, if we're speaking about fights, okay, Godel HaSholem The Rabbein Shalom was maskim that one should be moichik the Shem mipnei HaSholem. If Shalom means that there won't be machloikis, then we understand the Gemara very well. But Rashi seems to say, Rashi isn't speaking about that type of Shalom. Rashi is speaking about the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. So why does the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos outweigh the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisse? Why doesn't Rashi speak about Bechlal, the Indian of Kovet Shabbos? It could be that Rashi means as follows, that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Ner Ish Ubeisoi, the mitzvah is on him. That's his mitzvah. That means the Balabayis is Mechuyev to be Madlik Aner. That's not their mitzvah. That's his mitzvah. I mean, if the Mahadrim is Madlik for them, but that's his Chiyiv. The Baal HaBayis is Mechuyiv to be Madlik Aner. That's his mitzvah. Could be, if he's a bachelor, and he has a Shaila, should I do the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, or should I do the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos? Could be he's permitted to be Mevater on his Oynik Shabbos for Pirsumei Nisse. The Gemara says, "Asei Shabbat chachil v'al titzarech labri." A person came mevater on Oynik Shabbos. He wants to be mekayim the mitzvah. But it could be, the problem is, but he can't be mevata on their oinik Shabbos. That means, that's his mitzvah. His mitzvah of ne'er, they don't have the mitzvah of ne'er Chanukah. And they have the mitzvah of oinik Shabbos, and it seems it's his chiyuv to see that they should have oinik Shabbos also. So Mamela, since they don't have the mitzvah of ne'er Chanukah, and they do have a mitzvah of oinik Shabbos, so he's not permitted to see that they have tzar. But if there wouldn't be a b'nei bayis, so then could be he's permitted to be mevata, to give up his oinik Shabbos in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of persumi nisa. Could be that's a shtickel peretz on by Rashi just spoke about their oinik Shabbos and doesn't mention the balabos and guns. Ne'er beisoi v'kiddush hayoy. What if there's a shaila of ne'er beisoi v'kiddush hayoy? Ne'er beisoi odif mishum shalom beisoi. There, ne'er beisoi is also odif mishum shalom beisoi. This is more than kiddush hayoy. Here, the Ritva asks the kasha, kiddush is a deraisa. So he says to terutzim, either kiddush could be yaitze with tefillah, or kiddush could be yaitze with pas. So memele, so even though there's a mile of yayin, but that's zicher, that sholem beisei odef. Boi rove, ner chanike v'kiddush hayoy mahu. What if a person has money either for ner chanike or kiddush hayoy? Mahu, kiddush hayoy odef, he can buy wine. Kiddush hayoyim is better the todel. I do me ner chanike odef mishum persumei nisa. Boser de boy hoder poshta ner chanike odef mishum persumei nisa. The Gemara has here a shaila. If he has an alternative, it's either kiddush alayayim, and that is a mitzvah tedire. Every Shabbos he makes kiddush alayayim, or ner chanike. Ner Chanukah has a maila, it doesn't have a maila of todir, it has a maila of persumei nisa. So which one is better? And the Gemara is machia that persumei nisa is better. The Emek Broche asks, he doesn't understand. He says, the din of todir, v'she'enai todir, todir kaidem, we learned this out from a posik, that if you have two mitzvahs, you should be magdim the mitzvah tedire. One mitzvah that you always do, and one mitzvah that you sometimes do. So we learn out from a posik that you have to do first the mitzvah you always do. Therefore, one is magdim the kolban tamid before the kolban musaf. We learn this out from a posik. So the din todir is a halacha that says in the Torah. Persumei nisa is very nice, but how could this be doiche the din todir? So on this kasha, the Emek Brocha wants to say two terutzim. One terutz, he wants to say that the halacha of todir, v'she'enai todir, todir koidim, is only when one has a shaila what to do first. So then the halacha is, min ha'toire, one should do the mitzvah tedira, and then he should do the mitzvah she'enai tedira. But our Gemara, the shaila is not what to do first. Which one should he eliminate? In this halacha, if it's a shaila of eliminating one because of the other, min ha'tayre, there's no such din of todir v'she'enai todir, that the mitzvah tedire can cause to eliminate the second mitzvah. There's no such din. Midarabonon, there is such a halacha. That if one can only do one mitzvah, it is preferable midarabonon to do the mitzvah tedire. But since this is a din darabonon, so counteracting this din, there's another din, a pirsumei nisa, which is also a din darabonon. So in the dine darabonon, pirsumei nisa weighs over the mitzvah of tedire. That is one teretz the Emek Brocha wants to say. Another teretz he wants to say that the inyan of Pirsumei Nisa is a mitzvah d'yeraisa. The Rabbeinu Yonah says in Sharei Tshuva that there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah lizker chasdei Hashem, that a person should remind himself about the chasodim the Rebbeinu Shalom did, ula his bainin behem, shenema v'zachaltas kol haderech ha-shalichcha Hashem zeh arboim shana. There's a mitzvah that one should remember the chasodim that the Rebbeinu Shalom did to us in the Midbar. And according to Rabbeinu Yoina, every chesed that the Rebbeinu Shalom did to Klal Yisrael, there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to remember these chesedim. So the inyan of Pirsumei Nisa is also a inyan d'Oraisa. So even though Toder, we can assume is a inyan d'Oraisa, but Pirsumei Nisa is also a d'Oraisa. The Gemara says Pirsumei Nisa overweighs the inyan of Toder. Zok Tosfos. Hodo Poshto Ner Chanuka Odif Mirshum Pirsumei Nisa. The Nira L'Rashbo. So the Rajba says, "Kshechal Rosh Chodesh Teves liyos b'Shabbos." When Rosh Chodesh Teves falls on Shabbos, so now the shaila is, what haftorah should one say? Shabbos Chanukah, there's a haftorah of Roni b'Simchi. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, there's a haftorah of Hashemayim Kisi. So which haftorah should one say when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? So L'chayre, then the Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, and it is Shabbos Chanukah. So L'chayre, the Haftayre of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is Toder. Some more times in the year, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh than Shabbos Chanukah. Shabbos Chanukah is only once in the year. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is more than once. But the Haftayre, L'chayre, is Pirsumei Nisa. So what do we do? V'nir l'rashba, k'shechal Rosh Chodesh Teves liyos b'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Teves falls on Shabbos, sheyesh lahavtir b'neiris d'zacharye, so one should say the haftorah of Roni b'Simchi, mishum pirsumei nise. It seems this haftorah, which speaks about a menorah that automatically got filled up with oil, so that is a shaychus with the ness of the menorah of Ner Chanukah. Even though it's speaking about a different zman, but it seems this is a pirsumei nisa. So memeila, if we can only say one haftoire, so this haftoire, the haftoire of Roni v'Simchi, is a haftoire of pirsumei nisa. The haftoire of Hashemayim Kisi is a haftoire of Todir. So Agamore said that the maila of pirsumei nisa is doiche the maila of Todir. So therefore, v'loy b'shamayim kisi, shehi avtoiris Rosh Chodesh. That's one reason why we should say the avtoir of Roni v'Simchi. V'oy, another reason. Ki v'n shaham maftir koire b'shal Chanukah. That means when Shabbos Rosh Chodesh falls out in Chanukah, so we are moisif, besides the Parshas HaShavua, we are moisif two kriyas. One kriya we are moisif of Rosh Chodesh, of Yom HaShabbos, and the second kriya we are moisif of Chanukah. So now the Rashba says a practical cheshbon. Ki v'n shehamavtir koirei b'shal Chanukah. The last kriya in the Sefer Torah is the kriya which speaks about Chanukah. So yesh loy lahavter me'inyin shekora. So therefore, so since the last kri in the Sefer Torah was about Chanukah, so the haftorah also should be, the haftorah is a shaychus with the mavter, so memeila the haftorah also has to be about Chanukah. Uma shemagdimim likrois b'shel Rosh Chodesh. So now let's speak about in the kriya in the Sefer Torah alone, we have a kriya of Rosh Chodesh and a kriya of Chanukah. So why do we say the kriya of Rosh Chodesh first? Mishum de bekriya sa Torah kiven de motzi lemevet avayu. If you do both, you can make both kriyas, toder upirsumei nise of dinin tavayu v'toder kaidim. That means that the as we mentioned before, that what the Gemara says pirsumei nisa is doiche toder is only when there's a shaila you have to eliminate one. So then, which one should you eliminate? You eliminate the one that is not Pursumi Nisa. You should end up with Pursumi Nisa. But if you could have both, so there's no din bechlau that Pursumi Nisa has to be first. There's no such din whatsoever. Fakert, in the din of which is first, we have a klal toder v'sheinei toder, toder koder. So therefore, when it comes to the Kriyas HaTorah, we should be magdim first the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, because that is a Kriya Tadire. And the Todir Koida. So, and then we lay the Kriya of Hanukkah. So, since we're up to the Kriya, by the Mafto, up to the Kriya of Hanukkah, so the Aftairah should be also the Kriya of Hanukkah. Abel Heiche, the Loyev Shalom Evet Havayu. Our Gemara is speaking about when you have to eliminate one because of the other, which one should I eliminate? Then there's a klal pirsumei nisa odif. So our Gemara speaking, I can only do one. Then we choose the one that's mefarsim the nes. But if one has the opportunity to do both, then one should zicher be magdem the todem. The oid, the bekriyas ha-toire, then Taisi says a third thing, a third cheshbon. You know why we are magdim. I feel it out, you will say that Pirsumei Nisa also has a maila over even in the Din Hakdome, Pirsumei Nisa comes before Todir. So Taisi says the Bekriyas HaToyre ain't called Kach Pirsumei Nisa. Shei maske bo neiris kemoi bahav Toyre. So Memela, so Taisi says in the Kriyas HaToyre, Yizicha should be magdim the Kriya of Reish Chodesh. Because Reish Chodesh is Todir, and the Kriya of Chanukah, there's no Pirsumei Nisa in that Kriya. And so therefore, we're up to the same Cheshbon. So since we ended, the last Kriya was the Kriya of Chanukah, therefore the Aftorah should also be the Aftorah of Chanukah. V'oid nir l'rashbe, dalkei nigdimo shel Reish Chodesh, forget another Cheshbon, they were magdim Reish Chodesh, k'dei shamavte yikra b'shel Chanukah, Piyavter b'neiris de Zecharia. Now there's a machlokes harishonim, but Taisus mentioned Teichat Dvorim, Taisus mentioned the Svore, that if one has the opportunity to do both mitzvahs, one is Todir, and one is Pirsumei Nisa, so then the Seder is, one does the mitzvah Tedire before the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. So now there's a big machlokes harishonim when one is madlik ner Shabbos and ner Chanukah. Which one should it be madlik first? So the Ramban says you madlik ner Shabbos before ner Chanukah. Why? Because ner Shabbos is todir and ner Chanukah is not todir. So you magdim first ner Shabbos and then you magdim ner Chanukah. And the Bahag says, but he brings down the Shitas HaBahag, the Bahag says, you have to be Magdem Ner Chanukah first. Why? Because the Shitas HaBahag is that the minute you are Madlik Ner Shabbos, you're Mekabel Shabbos with the Hadlokah. So therefore, if you would be Magdem the Ner Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to be Madlik Ner Chanukah. So therefore, you have to be Magdem Ner Chanukah first. And the Ramban has a gewaldic ariches, and there's ariches in the Ran here also. If this is true, the Ramban time is there's no such thing that with the hadlokis ner Shabbos, you're mekabel Shabbos. He says there's no such thing. What does the hadlokis ner Shabbos ashayches to kabbalah Shabbos? Al kaponim, the shitas habahag, the way the Ran explains it, the Shitas HaBahag says that it's really a Meirah D'Ketayna. What does Hadlokas Ner Shabbos have to do with Kabbalah Shabbos? This is a mitzvah I have to do for Shabbos. I'm Adlik HaNev. Who says, I was Mekabel Shabbos? For example, the Gemara says in Yume, Yom Kippur, if a person will say Shechiyonu, so he's Mekabel Yontav already, because he said Shechiyonu V'Kimonu V'Giyonu Lasman HaZeh, so he's Mekabel on himself Kedushas Yom HaKippurim. So after the Shech Yonu, you're not allowed to be toyim anything. You're not allowed to do melochim. But the Ramban time is a person is madlik. You have to be madlik a neir lekovet Shabbos. A madlik a neir lekovet Shabbos. Where do you see that I'm a kabbal Shabbos already? That's the Ramban's time. The Ran explains the shitas habahag as follows. The Ran says that the last melacha one should do right before Shabbos should be a melacha shel kodesh. That means the last melacha, there's so many things to do before Shabbos. The last melacha that one does, that should be a melacha letzorech Shabbos. So therefore the last melacha is hadlakas haner. That is the last melacha that one is doing, and with that he ushers in the Shabbos. Al kaponim, it is a big machlokes harishonim in this nekude, if al yedei hadlakas ner Shabbos one is mekabel Shabbos. Omar Rav Huna, haragil b'ner, having yelei bonim talmidei chachomim. A person who is ragil b'ner, he will have children talmidei chachamim. So Rashi says, what is the cheshbon? So Rashi says, bonim talmidei chachamim, d'chsiv, ki ner mitzveh v'toira oil. Al yedei mitzveh de Shabbos v'chanikeh, bo oir de toira. So one will be zeichet to the oir shel toira, through the ner mitzvah. That's how Rashi learns. The Chidol wants to say, it's a little, the Loshon, harogil b'ner. That means, so the Chidol wants to say, he does more than the chiyuv is. Ner mitzvah, he's madlik one ner, that's a mitzvah. But if one is marbe b'neris, there's oyer, that will bring with it Torah. That is the Loshon, harogil b'ner, havin lei bonim talmidei chachamim. Hazoyer b'mezuzah, a person is nizah b'mezuzah, zoyche ledire noe. He'll be zoyche to have a beautiful dire. Hazoyer b'tzitzis, zoyche letalis noe. Hazoyer b'kiddush hayayim, a person is zoyche in kiddush to make kiddush al hayayim, zoyche umemale gar v'yayim, he'll be zoyche to possess a lot of wine. That means the mitzvah brings with itself a few bonuses also besides the schar mitzvah shebahay al melekim. Rav Huna have a rogel da v'cholif v'toni apischa de Rabbi Oven Nagre. He used to pass by the Pesach of Rav Oven Nagre. Rav Oven was a carpenter. Choze da have a rogel b'shragi tuve. He saw they were madlik many neiris. Oma. Trei gavri ravrevi nafki mehoche. Two gedolim will come out of this house. Nafki minayu rav idi barovin v'rabchiye barovin. Two brothers who were gedolei Yisrael. The Ben Yehuda wants to say ravrevi is a lotion of rav and rebbe. And there were two milas. One is, there's a mile in Rav and there's a mile in Rebbe. Trei Gavri Rav Revi came out. Rav Chizda v'rogel da v'cholif v'toni apischa de v'inosher de Rav Shizvi. He used to pass by the Pesach of, we'll see there's a machloikas of de v'inosher, it's either the father or the shver of Rav Shizvi. But this Rav Shizvi wasn't born yet. Chozed avirogel b'shragi tuve. Oma gavre rabbe nofik mehoche. A great person will come out of this house. Nofik minayu Rav Shizvi. Now let us see Rashi. The Rabbi Avin Nagro chorash eitzim. He was a carpenter. B'shrage de Shabbos. Cholev v'toni oiver v'shone kloimer oiver tomi. He always used to pass by the house and was impressed by the tremendous amount of lights that were lit in that house. Devei noshe. So Rashi brings down two pshotim. Perish oviv. He passed by. Devei noshe means the father, the house of the father of Rav Shizvi. Vikid the Amri Chomov. And Orana says the future father-in-law of Rav Shizvi. Nofik Minayu, so if it's Pshat, it was a father-in-law, so he didn't have a son. The Chosnoi Kibnoi, a son-in-law is equivalent to a son. Now, Taisus had a problem over here. Taisus had a problem. We see that they're both cases, they were Rogel Bener. Davarogel b'shragi tuve. In one family, two gedolim were born. In one family, one gadol was born. So what's happening over here? So Tosis makes a girs in the Gemara. Tosis wanted like this. It's a Gemara stume. So Tosis hachi garsin. In the first Gemara, Tosis is geiris chose dehavu regili bishrage. Dehavu regili is a loshen rabin. Both of them were Rogel Bishrage. Perish, Habal, Vahoyishe. The Baal also used to be Madlik Neiris Lekovit Shabbos. Lekach Omar, Trei Gavri Rav Revi Nafki Mihochi. O Lekamon, and later this is making a girse. Choze, he saw Dahave Rigilo. Hoisha Levado. Lekach Komar, the Nofik Chad Gavro Rabo Bishuson. Hoshus, there's only one person that was Madlik. So there was one Gavra Rav. Devei Nosho de Rav Shizvi. So what is the Taish Devei Nosho? Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Kvar Niftar Oviv. That his father was Niftar. Rav Shizvi's father was Niftar. And that's why it's very good. It says, the Hava Rigilo. There was no husband around. Her husband wasn't around. She was an almone. So Al-Kuponim, the Kvar Niftar Oviv. Lekach Nemar Bahai Lishne. That's called the Veinosha, means when he was nifter ready. He's some aloshin of he can forget about him ready. Kinashani alakim. The Veinosha is aloshin that the person is not in this world anymore. The imechayim, if Rav Shizvi's father was still alive, havaleil meimel the veyavu, he passed by the father's house. Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam b'shem Rabbeinu Shmu. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam said a yisod that if the father passed away, it is not called the Vei Avua, it's called the Vei Nosha. So he said, Shekoisvim Ksube, when one writes a Ksube, Im Avia Kalo Michayim, if the father of the Kala is alive, Koisvim Dahanas Lei Mi Vei Avua, that these are the Nechosim she brings in from her father. Vim Kvar Meis, Koisvim Dahanas Lei Mi Vei Nosha, that she brought in from her father that had passed away. The word beinosha could be used even if the father is still alive. It says, Levi he found the person who used to mix together the food for the behemoths of his father, the kagovul v'sofi l'turi, he was mixing together on Shabbos. Botash bei, so he screamed at him, he was angry at him. Osavu, and his father came ashkeche. So memela, so you see that the Gemara could use the terminology of the veinosh, even though the father was still alive. V'yochalich devluch b'ksube kasher yirtze. You could say whatever you want. The Ran has a different girse to explain why these were zeichet to two children and these were zeichet to one child. His girse is Rigili Bishragi, Aloshin Rabin, that we also have. And the second one, Rigili Bishrago. In the first case, they were Rogel Sai B'ner Chanik and Sai B'ner Shabbos. In the second one, they were only Rogel B'ner Shabbos, so therefore they were only zeichet to one son. Rav Devisu de Rav Yosef Haves Ma'achro Umadlekeslo. The wife of Rav Yosef, when she used to be Madlik Neiros Erev Shabbos, she made sure that it should be late. Omar lo Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef told her, Tanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Lo Yomush Amut Ha'onon Yoimom Va'amut Ha'esh Laila. That, so we learn out from the word la yomush, from the soul pasuk we learn out, melameh shamud onom mashlim lamud ha'esh, v'amud ha'esh mashlim lamud ha'onom. So we'll see Rashi, but the raya from the pasuk is that the amud ha'esh, the pillar of fire that came up at night, did not come up at night. The amud ha'onom was still functioning when the Amud HaEsh came up. So that means the Amud HaEsh came up when it was still day, when it was still, the Amud HaOnam was still functioning. That the Amud HaOnam was there even though the Amud HaEsh came and it was still Miboid Yom. So he told us, so from this pasuk we learn out that you should be madlik Miboid Yom. Savra nu lak dume. No, it has to be by yom. I shouldn't be ma'acher. So she wanted to make it very early. On malahu savra tanina. We learned abelvad shalayagdim b'shalayacher. One should not be magdim too much, and one should not be ma'acher too much. The hadlokas haner. Let us see Rashi. Ma'acher umadlekes ner shel Shabbos. Samuch l'chashecha, right before night. La yomish kroye seirehi lahach drosha, to tell us this drosha. Toksiv Hashem ha'eilach ufneyem yoimom b'amud onom, b'layla b'amud eish. I know that there was an amud onom by day and then an amud eish by layla. So what is this pasuk telling us? The whole pasuk is extra. La yomish amud onom yoimom b'amud eish layla. So the pasuk is telling us Amud HaOnan Shel Yom Mashlim Oirei La Amud HaEsh, that it was still gave out oir when the Amud HaEsh came. Shaya Amud HaEsh Bo Koidim Sheyishka Amud HaOnan. Before the Amud HaOnan went, to tell you over two pshatim. One pshat it says in the Ran, and another pshat the Rabitzel Petterburger wants to say a very interesting pshat in the Gemara. Let us see for 1 minute the Ran. The Ran is on Daf Yud Amud Beis B'Daf Harif, and the Ran is the, if one will see the Amud, in the middle of the Amud, the line, it gets, the lines get wide. So a line, right before the wide lines, he explains our Gemara. Hodam rinen besamuch, devisu derav Yosef have ma'achra umadlika. She used to be madlik late. Omer lo rav Yosef tanina, he brought her a posik. Bekoshali, he says, devadai, what's happening over here? Devadai devisi derav Yosef, they have a madlik or bein hashmoshes. Shizicha was not madlik bein hashmoshes. Dosnan sofik chasheicha, sofik ein chasheicha, if it's a sofik, if it's night already, ein madlikim. So mameli, she wasn't madlik bein hashmoshes. She was a shemere Shabbos. Ubevadai, maisifa hoysa michael ala kodesh. And also there's a mitzvah to err on. Before bein hashmoshes, there's a mitzvah to be maisif michael ala kodesh. You have to add on a few minutes from Choyl and add it on to Kiddush. Sherei Shabbosos v'yomim toivim m'chiyovim ein bekach. So that every Yidin knows. Forget about the special pasuk of Lo Yomish. V'kinin shekein, so mistome, she was not madlik bein hashmoshes. She was moisif michal ala Kiddush. So what did she do wrong already? It's not gevaldik. So she did what every other Yidin does. What tainis did Rav Yosef have on her? Kivin shekain my kamala Rav Yosef tanina lo yomush harei kvar hoysa meisifa michel ala kodesh. Avol nira li, so he says the Ran God holds like the Bahag. Avol nira li the vadai koidem lebein hashmoshes hoysa madlekes. That's for sure. Shizicha was madly koidem bein hashmoshes. Shloi hoysa machaneses atzma lesofik yisoskila. That means if bein hashmoshes started from 6:15, she would never. From 6:15 on, she would never be madlik the neighbors. Elomiu have a svira law. She held she ain't tzorich ladlokis haner toisvis. That all melachis is a din lahoisif michoil ala kodesh. One should not do melachis 5 minutes before the shkia. Let us say that's a din toisvis. But she held hadlokis haner, one does not have to be meisif. L'fishaloi nitna teiris teisvis. The whole din teisvis Shabbos elal melocha shel choil. A melocha that one does, that's a melocha shel choil. Every other melocha besides hadlokis haner is One should make sure the last 5 minutes of the day, one should not do a melacha shel chol. Aval hadlokes haner melacha shel kodesh. This is a melacha shel kodesh. According to the Bahag, letzayrach Shabbos. This is the last melacha, and the last melacha is a melacha shel kodesh letzayrach Shabbos. Utchila shvisi, and with this you start your Shabbos. The last melacha you do is a melacha shel kodesh letzayrach Shabbos, and this starts the shvisi. Shalafikach tiknu chachamim shtei melacha achrayna. This is the last melacha that one does. So she held the law Yitzdarech Botoisvitz. You don't have to be Moisef Michael Alakodesh. The other rabbi, come in the Machalei Tvei Odev. Amal Rav Yosef, the Filoch Yitzchiche Hi Toisvitz. The Hitzvor Alakdumi Klei Melasses Lo Toisvitz Godel Kishal Malach Is Kulam. Amal Husovo Tanino Bavad Shalo Yagne. That's Al Koponim, how the Ramlins Pshat in the Gemara according to the Bahab. The Pri Yitzchok wants to say a very interesting pshat in the Gemara. What the inyan of lo yagdim and lo ya'acher. Lo yagdim, Rashi says klal, what is the iser of lo yagdim? That one should not be magdim too early. So Rashi says, the lo yimintkere shehi shel Shabbos. As we mentioned before, there's an inyan of hadloke of kovet Shabbos. One should see, one should realize, I'm being madlik this ner likovit Shabbos. If you're magdim 3 hours before Shabbos, one does not connect the ner to the Shabbos. It's not nikki, you're doing it likovit Shabbos. That's the iser of layagdim. The iser of layagdim was likovit Shabbos. So the Rabbi Tzal Peterberg wants to say, the iser of layacher is also a din of kovit Shabbos. What is Pshat the Issa of Lo Yacher? He says, if one will be madlik the Ner, let's say 2 minutes before the Shkia, so then we don't see the Kovet Shabbos. You need it for practical purposes. It's going to be dark Shabbos. I need it for myself. I want to make sure it's getting dark already, and I need to make sure that it'll be light Shabbos. So I have to be magdim. That is not a hadlake l'kovet Shabbos. That's to make sure that I need it. That's for practical purposes. Kovet Shabbos means I'm being madlik now, even though now there's no necessity for the nail. I'm doing it now. This is a kovet of Shabbos. The hadlokas haner is a kovet of Shabbos. He brings down, the Beis Yosef brings down a minik by Noshim. There was a minik. They were first madlik a ner shel choyl, and then they were madlik a ner shel Shabbos. To show that we're doing this lekovit Shabbos. Not because we need the light at night. They were madlik a different ner first. There's an inyan to be mad, that alone is the hakovit. For example, there's a din that one should be madlik neiris in a beis haknesses. Kabdu es Hashem. Berurim kabdu es Hashem. It's a kvoit, it's a kovit. To be madlik neiris by a sudis mitzvah, what were madlik neiris? That's a din of kovet. So memele, if one is madlik right before Shabbos, then one doesn't see the kovet. One just sees the practicality. You need neir at night. So memele, that's why you're a madlik. So therefore, it has to be in a time that is that at the present time one doesn't need the neir. But al kaponim, one should be able to connect the ner together with the Shabbos. That is the kovet Shabbos. And Rabbi Tzal Peterberg explains that was the inyan of the amud ha'esh that was mashlim the amud ha'onam. If the amud ha'esh would come when it was needed, so it didn't have to come so early. That was a kovet of Klal Yisrael. To show the chavivis of Klal Yisrael, the Amud HaEish came before, even though it wasn't necessary. I didn't need it. But I'm coming, that there came l'kvaidon shel Klal Yisrael. So that is the limud, that is the limud from Layomush Amud HaOn. Omarove, the Rochim Rabbonon, a person who loves Tamidei Chachomim, Havalei Bnin Rabbonon. He'll be Zeichet, the children Tamidei Chachomim. The Moike Rabbonon, one who respects and is Mechabe Tamidei Chachomim, Havalei Chasnevoso Rabbonon. He'll have son-in-laws Tamidei Chachomim. Tidochu mi Rabbanon, a person who has Yireh from a Talmud Chacham, who gufei havitzurva mi Rabbanon, he'll be zoiche to become a Talmud Chacham. Vilav b'achochi hu mishtami mili kitzurva mi Rabbanon. The respect people will have of him will be equivalent to the respect that is given to a Talmud Chacham. Zogt Rashi, the Rochim oyhev, hav lebnin Rabbanon, he'll be zoiche to children Talmidei Chachamim, oyu, v'havosoi aleihem ka'ov al bein, just since his ave to the Talmidei Chachamim is equivalent to the ave of a father to a son, so therefore be zeicha also to have a son a Talmid Chacham. V'lav b'hochihu, she'einoi rogil lasek b'teire, so memele he'll be zeicha mishtamen milei kitzu v'mirabon. V'loi b'shem en tzreif. Now the Mishnah says that one should not be madlik b'shem en tzreif. We went through kamat all the fuels that one is not permitted to be madlik. So the Baal, we had learned all fuels which are not drawn to the wick. So there's a chash of shema yata. He might go and adjust the wick in the middle of Shabbos. So Mamela, that's why one is not permitted to be madlik with all the fuels which we learned till now. V'loi b'shemen sreifa. Now what is this shemen sreifa? My shemen sreifa. Omar Rabbe, shemen shel trume shel nitmo. This is speaking about shemen shel trume, oil that is of trume. That means it's could be shemen shel zayis. That pakelt, because only shemen shel zayis is trume. So it's the fuel. It is a very kosherate fuel. And Ahol Pikein, one is not permitted to be madlik shemen sreife erev Shabbos. V'amai kori lo shemen sreife. Why is this called shemen sreife? Choyil ulesreife oimet. Because it is oimet to be burnt. So Rashi says, let's go a little further. Ulesreife oimet, Rashi says, she'osa b'achila. Rashi doesn't say that there's a mitzvah to burn it. Rashi says, you can't do anything else with it, because you're not permitted to eat it, it's trumat mei. U'b'shabes my time aloi. So the Gemara asks, so why can't you use the shemen sreifa in Shabbos? What's wrong with it? So the Gemara answers, mitoich shemitzvah olav levaroi. There's a mitzvah to get rid of it. Gzeiro shemo yat. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, shemitzvah olav levaroi. The Rashi learns there's no mitzvah of sreifa strume. Dilma osi bei lidei takole dachila. The only halacha that we find by trumat meya is one is not permitted to eat it. But Chazal said you have to get rid of it. So there's a mitzvah to burn it, because that's how you're getting rid of it, or else someone might come to eat it. So Dilma osi beili deita kolad dachila, since there's a mitzvah to get rid of it, b'teich shemitzvah olavarik zeiro shemo yate, k'dei sheyizbayer maher. That means it's Shabbos already. It is Shabbos. And the snare is burning. And now he's going to think as follows, that, listen, the shemen is burning, but there's a mitzvah to get rid of the shemen. So he'll want to make sure it should burn quicker. It should burn more quickly. So he'll adjust the wick to make sure that it should burn more quickly. So, what is motivating him? Because there's a mitzvah to get rid of it. So the quicker the better. So since he has a motivation to be matter the ner by shemen shel trume, so Chazal said, you're not allowed to use this shemen erev Shabbos. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye asked Rabbi Elomiyate, Biyontav Lishteri, if that is the only reason why shemen sreif is also, because he might make it burn. So in Yontav it should be mutter. Alomos na'aneim alikim b'shem sreif b'yontav. So Rashi says, beyond of the lekel meichesh lahatoye, lishteri. so it should be muta. What is pshat in the kasha? So l'chayra, according to Rashi, the kasha is as follows. L'maise, one is permitted to derive benefit from the flame that is burning from Truma Tmei. If it's a kohen, if he's a kohen, he's permitted to derive benefit from it. So when he's burning it in Yontif, he wants it, it should burn better, so he's deriving benefit from it. So there's no shaila of chilu Yontif at all involved. So Bishloim in Shabbos, so there's a cheshbon. He'll want to get rid of, he'll want to make sure that it should burn more quickly, so he'll be mate the ner. So there's a gzeira. It'll be over chilu Shabbos. But Yontif, one is permitted to make a greater flame. If he's having hanah from it, so what's wrong? Alomas nan ein madlikim b'shemes reife b'yontif. So the Gemara answers, gzeire Yontif otto Shabbos. Ein chanami, Yontif would be mutter. We'll see in the Malamoyer why they were geyser over here, but they were geyser that if you'll be permitted to do it Yontif, a person might come and do it Shabbos also. So therefore, they were geyser yontav at the Shabbos. Rav Chisda Omar l'shemo yate loy chayshino. Rav Chisda says we are not chayish for shemo yate. There's no such thing. He might go and make if it's burning good. He won't go and be misaken the wick. Elohocha biyontav shechal liyos erev Shabbos askina. Our mission is speaking about that we're not allowed to use shemen sreif. We're not allowed to be madlik shemen sreif. That is speaking about that erev Shabbos was yontif. Lefi she'ein sofim kotchim biyontif. Since one is not permitted to burn kotchim biyontif, so memele. Therefore, one is not permitted to be madlik the Neir Erev Shabbos, if Erev Shabbos was Chal B'Yontif. Now, we have to understand what Rav Chisda is saying. Before Abaye asked the Kasha to Rabbi, what's wrong in Yontif? That means Abaye held there's no legitimate reason one should not be permitted to be Madlik Shemen Sreifa B'Yontif, because since one is permitted to have hanor from it, so there's no iso melechus yontif. All of a sudden, Rav Chisda comes with a cheshbin ein sofim kotchim biyontif. So tachsachmir from the Balamoil, we see such a mahalach, but tachsachmir that according to Rashi learned as a moiridike machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rabbi. Rabbi learned that there's no Issel whatsoever to be Madlik Shemen Sreif in Yontif. Since I'm deriving benefit from it, so I'm allowed to do it. But Rashi said in Rabbi, the reason you're Mechuyev to burn it is, there's no mitzvah to burn Trumet Meyeh. The whole reason you're Mechuyev to burn it, Vilma Osebeli Deita Kola, the Kola Sachila. That means the whole chash is he might come to eat it, but there's no mitzvah to burn it. So therefore, in Yontif, one is permitted to burn Shemen Sreifa. There's a Rashi in Beye, Daf Chav Zayin Omed Beis, and Rashi says as follows. Rashi in Beye, Daf Chav Zayin Omed Beis, speaks about Chalot Meya. So Rashi says, Chalot Meya, which is equivalent to Trumet Meya, is one is not permitted to burn it or to give it even to a kelev. Why? The ein mevarim kotchim tmeyim min ha'olam biyontif. One is not permitted to get rid of tamidike kotchim biyontif. Vafilai de achilas behem, even to give it to behem it's also. The kaimalon shein selfin kotchim biyontif. One is not permitted to burn kotchim biyontif. You shouldn't say only he's not allowed to burn kachim because he's not deriving any benefit from it. One is deriving benefit from the ner. So why aren't you allowed to burn it in yontif? והו שמן תרומה שנתמייס. דגזירס הקוסיף היא שאין קודשים תמיים מסברים ביונטב, דרחמונה אחשבי להברוסם, the Torah said getting rid of קודשים תמיים is המלוכה, תחסיב בישיסטורף הלקח מלוכה. שיטס רשי is, if there's a mitzvah to burn תרומה תמיה, not all stakola, there's a mitzvah to burn תרומה תמיה, then it falls into the category of ein seufim kotchim beyontiv. And the iser of sreifes kotchim is, since the Torah said that this is a mitzvah, that would kotchim get destroyed, so this has a chshivis of a meloche, and one is not permitted to do it, even though one is deriving benefit from it. It gets a din of a meloche. So memele, according to Rashi, this was the machloikes Rav Chisden Rabbe. Rabbe held the only reason one has to burn trumet, to me, is al-stakol, so it doesn't fall into the category of ein-seif and kotchim v'yontif. Kotchim, there's a mitzvah to burn. This is only al-stakol. Rav Chisda held that there's a mitzvah to burn trumet meyim. So therefore, Rav Chisda said as follows. Rav Chisda said, hoche b'yontif shchali is erev Shabbos haskid. We are speaking about yontif that was erev Shabbos. And it is also l'fish ein-seif and kotchim v'yontif. So the Gemara asks, from Diktoni Seife, Eim Adlikin, Shemen Sreife, Beyontiv. The next Mishnah says, you don't burn Shemen Sreife, Beyontiv. Mechlal, De Reishe, Lav, Beyontiv, Askinen. So the first Mishnah is not speaking about the Erev Shabbos was Yontiv. Omer Rav Chanine Misure. Now there's a Greis in the Gemara, the Maram and the Chodesh Oviv make the Greis. I'll tell you over how they make the Greis. Ma tam koma, the second Mishnah that says ein seif and kotchim beyontiv, that what the Mishnah says ein medlikin shem and sreife beyontiv, ma tam koma, he's giving a reason to the first Mishnah. Lefi she ein medlikin shem and sreife beyontiv. The second Mishnah is a reason for the first Mishnah. Why can you not use Shemin Sreife Erev Shabbos? If Erev Shabbos is Chal Beyontiv, so the second Mishnah gives us the reason. If you Shem Adlikin Shemin Sreife Beyontiv. Oh my time, Eim Adlikin Shemin Sreife Beyontiv. Lefi Shein Seufim Kotchim Beyontiv. Because you know, you can't burn Kotchim Beyontiv. Let us see Rashi Beyontiv. Yeah, Erev Shabbos, Vutsoich Ladlikim Beboyim. Nimtza Seiref Kotchim Beyontiv. Well, the common people can yafina mikroide ain't so often.